This is ABC Radio Brisbane.
You know that every time you go to a website or use social media, click on a link, buy something online, that you're leaving data about yourself. Even just scrolling will leave data. You might be annoyed by that or totally fine with it. You might take measures to make sure they get as little information as possible about you to protect your privacy. But what about internet use by children? Should their data be protected by law, at least until they're old enough to make decisions for themselves about what they want the rest of the world or companies to know about them? It's a question that's been asked and answered in a few places. Dr. David Tuffley is a technology lecturer from Griffith University and your privacy specialist. Good afternoon.
G'day, Kelly.
Now, this is a really interesting topic because often we think about, you know, we'll think about predators online and how to keep our kids safe from them, fair enough, but we don't think about just the average bits of information that they give away every day because, well, we're probably giving away the same info and not thinking about it, but kids, you know, they don't know what they might want 10 years from now in terms of what people know about them. So where are they being protected? Are there countries that have brought in legislation to protect kids?
Yes, it is finally being recognised that something like one in five people using the internet are children.
Mm.
And yet the internet was not designed for children. It's designed for adults, and the traps and the methods and techniques that websites use to capture information about people when they visit those websites are really quite subtle and very easy to fall into, basically. So, you know, it's been recognised in the UK. A Digital Protection Act has come through for children that explicitly prohibits the use of, you know, questionable methods. One of them is called nudging, charming term, but it's basically, you know, encourages people on websites to contribute more information than they might otherwise want to.
Yeah.
Things like that. And it's not illegal, but it's not really ethical either. And this new legislation is shining a light on these practices, and it's basically making it law that people under 18 must not be subjected to these things. And, you know, it really makes sense that, you know, in the years to come, protecting children online is going to be as common sense as, you know, getting them to put their seatbelts on when they get into the car.
What sort of data do kids leave behind on the internet?
Yeah, there's what they call passive data, which is what you leave when you just visit and you haven't done anything, but you're there. So it knows your location, it knows what kind of computer you're using, it knows various things. It doesn't know who you are, essentially, but basically it's like footprints in the sand, you know, you leave something behind like that. Then there's the active traces, which is, oh, you've been interacting with people on social media, you've been making comments, you've logged on here and there. And, you know, listeners will be familiar with how you log on to a site or you go to a site and this pop-up comes up and says, oh, we've got cookies and, you know, you have to agree to the cookies if you're going to get in onto our site. And those cookies are little bundles of information all about you, and they want it because that is advertising data. That is pure gold when you accumulate all of that. And so that's really the problem is, over time, they learn more and more and more about you, the purpose of which is to send you targeted advertising.
Yep.
But that's not to say it's always benign.
Mm. Well, it's that old saying, well, it's old now, the saying, you know, if you're not paying for a product, you are the product.
Yeah.
And that's the same for our kids. Do we have anything similar in Australia?
We've got a piecemeal approach at the moment. We needn't feel too bad about that. The UK is fairly proactive in this regard, and I don't think it's going to be too long before Australia gets something like this going. There is protection under a variety of acts. The main one is the Privacy Act of 1988, but, you know, there's nothing really specific that outlines what can and cannot be done with children. Yeah. So that's something that Australia needs to get on board with and do it fairly soon.
Mm. So by piecemeal, is it a mixture of state and federal law?
Yes, it is. It is. So, for example, if you go to a state-run educational site, then the data is treated differently than if it was a privately run. One is covered by state legislation, the other is covered by federal. So yes, it's piecemeal, and there are a number of other acts of parliament which sort of safeguard. It mentions about what you can and can't do with children's data, but we haven't got anything really specific at the moment.
Yeah. Joining me this afternoon, Dr. David Tuffley, technology lecturer from Griffith University, your privacy specialist, and we're talking about children and privacy on the internet. And I imagine, David, a lot of parents will be flabbergasted by what they know and don't know about what data their kids leave behind. But are there companies that have already addressed some of these problems for children under 18?
Yes, there are some that do take a very socially responsible position. One of the ones that comes to mind is Google has made it possible for anyone to request pictures of themselves or of their children or of somebody to not be findable in their search. Now, they can't get third-party websites to delete things, but they can make it impossible to find.
Yeah.
And so that's just one. You know, that's Google, probably the biggest example. But there's plenty of others that are getting on board because, you know, it's good business to be seen to be caring about these things, and, you know, it's a sensible thing to be doing.
Yeah. Is it a growing business being able to, you know, say to somebody, I want you to wipe as much of me as possible off the internet?
I believe it is. There is a growing concern amongst internet users, and I think the growth of all of these scams and you know, it's getting so easy to fall prey to some kind of cyber scam that people are getting rightly concerned about their privacy on the internet. So I think we are going to see a tightening up of what information is to be made publicly available into the future.
All right, because we gave up so much so easily when we didn't really understand what the possible repercussions might be. So I don't mind certain companies knowing because it actually works for you for sometimes, but it gets hard to sort of, when you see, you know, do you accept the cookies? You just go, yes, whatever. No. Not really thinking about, you know, the 30,000 emails that will then be coming your way. So is it something because we are more onto it now? We are starting to go, yeah, I don't want that anymore.
Yeah, so I think it is. I mean, basically, when it first was going on, you know, people were receiving targeted advertising for things that they were actually a bit interested in, and they didn't mind getting that, you know. But the longer it went on, the more bad actors got in on the act. And, it's got to the point now where the bad actors are, you know, they're numerous enough that we do really need to be taking, you know, pretty careful attention to it.
I was talking to a rock climber a couple of weeks ago on the evening show, and up in my feed appeared rock climbing gear that Amazon was trying to sell me. It was like possums. No, I can tell you now, I'm never hanging off the edge of a mountain ever. But it just showed how, you know, my phone was listening. We all know they do. Technologically, they do. And they're ready to sell at the
top
of the hat.
They are, and they're awesomely clever knowing the sorts of things you might be interested in.
Yep. Sometimes getting it really wrong, which is funny in itself. Dr. David Tuffley, thank you so much for coming in this afternoon.
Thank you, Kelly.
And Dr. Tuffley, technology lecturer from Griffith Uni and your privacy specialist.
On your radio and online.
At home or on the road.
This is ABC Radio.